technically speaking, the film Hard Goodbyes, My Father is a contender for the Oscars and the Golden Globes, but don't be surprised if you've never heard of it. It's a Greek film about a boy and his father and their dream of watching the first moon landing in 1969. The movie has been shown in only 2 theaters in the U.S. so far. A 29-year-old journalist and film buff, Liz Ewen, is trying to change that. She saw the film at a festival in Toronto last year and fell in love with it. So much so, in fact, that she's gone way on a limb betting that other people will love it, too. Despite a complete lack of experience in the movie business, she spent thousands of dollars of her own money creating a company to distribute the film in the U.S. She says she was hooked from the moment the title sequence began.
Right away, I liked it. I saw 36 films at the Toronto Film Festival, and I remember this particular day I was going to see 6, and the time of day that I saw this movie was at 9 in the morning, and when the movie began, I almost felt real pain while watching it just because it was very pure.
So you wanted to bring this film to the U.S., and you had a big goal. I mean, your goal was not just to bring it to American audiences, but perhaps that it might be a contender for the Oscars and eventually the Golden Globe. But that's not, there are rules that you have to follow. So what did you have to do to make sure that that could happen?
Well, you go to the Oscars website and you read the rules. And also for the Golden Globe, you need to have at least one screening in Los Angeles. And then you have to invite all 90 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association to what's called an official screening.
How many people actually showed up for the screening?
The first few days, maybe a dozen. And then on the weekend, maybe 50.
Now, you weren't deterred at this point. You decided to press on, even though the theater rather empty.
Never give up, because, I mean, this is all a cherry on the cake. I mean, I think it went well, considering that, one, there was no poster. Two, the name was not on the marquee. Three, it was not really listed in the LA Times. And, you know, I actually didn't even think that we'd be successful in getting the film, actually. When I say we, that's my habit. I say we because I don't like to advertise how small my company is.
So when you say we,
it's like me, myself, and I.
Ah,
okay. and then some friends who are really great. They are definitely moral support.
Liz, why should people see this film?
I really think that it is the best film. I mean, you're talking to somebody who obviously believes in it, but I really think that it is the best film out there. It just doesn't feel like they are acting. It feels like they are the real thing. And also I want to say that, you know, this is the first feature film by Penny Panayotopoulou. And sometimes people can get a masterpiece out even on their first try. I mean, I was thinking about Harper Lee and To Kill a Mockingbird. And the character of Elias is as rich a character, I think, as Scout Finch, who is about the same age. And you see a child grasp a reality that is beyond comprehension. It never resorts to easy conventions or any kind of saccharine. I just felt that it was very genuine.
Liz, I don't know how much of your own money you've spent on this, but are you willing to spend your last dime to lose your shirt over this?
I won't go bankrupt. That's the line I draw. But I don't mind spending lots of money on this because, and I told the director this, I think that if there is ever a time to champion a work of art, this is definitely the one that I would choose.
Well, thanks so much for coming in to speak with us today.
Thank you very much.
Liz Ewen is the president of Sipapu Films, the company that's trying to bring the Greek film Hard Goodbyes, My Father to American audiences. If you'd like to learn more about the film, go to our website, npr.org.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story on today's show or previous shows on our website, npr.org. Just click on Archives. This is NPR.